the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm excited. We've got a familiar face to you, I think, if you've been around Pittsburgh for a while. Well, they can't see you yet, but they may be able to picture you in their mind's eye.
Okay.
Actually, I had to do a TV. Well, I had to be photographed. I've had to be photographed a lot this month, and forgive me for talking about that, but I'm not used to that at all. You know, getting my hair in place, and I even had makeup put on me yesterday for something, and I'm sure you're familiar with that from the TV days. Frank had a great series on Channel 4 called Capelli and Company, which is going to be back, as I mentioned earlier, on WBGN. It's a great singer and songwriter in general, but also has written a lot of great songs for kids. And we'll kind of have a mixed bag of things today.
Okay.
What would you like to start off
with? Do you want a children's one or a Christmas one?
You can do whatever you'd like. A Christmas one's great.
Christmas one?
Sure.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, everybody out in the audience. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you, tell me why. Good, good, good. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Frank Capelli here. I forgot how fun it is to listen to you sing. What have you been up to? I know in the past 6 months to a year or so, it seems like you've sort of started performing again more.
Yes.
I think, had you stopped for a while?
For in the, like 2001 to 2009, I stopped. But I've been performing a lot for children and a lot for assisted living homes, too.
Oh, that's great.
It's an amazing kind of thing. I either go from the very, very young to the very, very old. And this is a song. This is one of the children's songs I wrote. But I started playing it at the assisted living homes, and they liked it just as much. I've got one nose on my face.
One nose.
Yes, I've got one nose on my face. Well, I've got one and you got one. Now, audience, I want to hear you count to one. One. Now, I've got two eyes in my head. Blink your eyes. There are two eyes in my head. Wink 'em. Well, I've got two and you got two. All you gotta do is count to two. One, two. Let's go on. There are three sides to a triangle. Yes, there are three sides to every triangle. Well, I've got three and you got three. All you gotta do is count to three. One, two, three. Now there are four legs on a, and I have them fill in the blank. There are four legs on a cow. Well, I've got four and you've got four. All we're gonna do is count to four. One, two, three, four. What's next? What's next? I don't hear you. All right. There are five fingers on your hand. Yes, you've got five fingers on your hand. Well, I've got five and you've got five. All we're gonna do is count to five. One, two, three, four, five. There are six strings on my guitar. Yes, I've got six strings on my guitar. Well, I've got six and you've got six. Let's count my strings. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six. Now there are seven swans a-swimming like the Christmas song. There are seven swans a-swimming. Well, I've got seven and you've got seven. Everybody whisper to seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, we'll do one more. What comes after seven? Now there are eight legs on a, on a,
octopus?
Octopus or a spider. What, who said two cows? Yes, there are eight legs on an octopus or a spider or two cows. I've got eight and you got eight last time. Come on, count to eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Frank Capelli. That song works for everybody.
It does. I was amazed because I was a little early for one engagement, and I said, well, I'll play this song for you. All these old people, they loved it. They started counting like crazy.
Well, I think you probably wouldn't disagree that music is generally universal, that people can enjoy all songs. There's so-called quote-unquote children's music, but the best children's music is music that can be enjoyed by everybody.
It is really unique how music touches old people, young people, the little ones. I love their response by looking in their eyes. In the senior citizens, what's a little different is they may not be paying attention, but all of a sudden they'll hear a song that they remember, and all of a sudden they start smiling and talking.
Sure, and they may not be demonstrating that they're paying attention, but they could be too without your knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, it's been so long since we've talked, and there are a lot of people meeting you for the first time today. This is Frank Capelli. Are you originally from Pittsburgh? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Utica, New York, but since I was five, we moved to Pittsburgh, so I've been here pretty much all my life.
And where did you grow up and go to school?
I went to Mount Lebanon and graduated from Mount Lebanon Senior High School.
And then
then went to Westchester State University to be a music teacher. So I have a music degree in education, and voice was my major.
And how did you get involved in just playing out and singing like you are now? Did you begin right out of college? Or I'm sort of just curious about your whole path to how you got here.
In my teens, my dad and we had a little band, and they would drive us around to clubs. And even though we weren't 21, we could sing at nightclubs around Pittsburgh.
And what was the band called?
Salt and Pepper.
Not that Salt and Pepper, but
No.
And what was the music like?
The music was really,
In fact, the little catchphrase on our card was music from Gershwin to Garfunkel.
Nice.
So we incorporated all kinds of songs.
That's great. And then after, so you did that as a teen. That must have had something to do with your deciding to study music, I would think.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, my dad had an interview with a company out near Westchester, and he came back and he said, you know, there's this school out there. It's a state school, which helped.
Yeah.
And he said, it's got a great music department. So I applied and very fortunately was accepted.
That's great. Did you teach music for a while afterwards?
I did substitute teaching, but I never really taught full time. No, no.
And then as I sort of do the math and think about it, you really started playing out and performing pretty soon after college. And I mean, you've really been able to, you were able to establish yourself pretty quickly.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but in the late 70s and early 80s, I started a company called Horse Feathers.
I do remember that, Singing Telegrams.
Singing Telegram.
Wow. By the way, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Frank Capelli is here. I'm Larry Berger. Horse Feathers, that's right. It was a singing telegram company.
Right.
And I forget, there were some, beyond singing telegrams, there were some unique aspects of that too. I'm trying to remember, would you compose songs?
The thing that made it unique for us is we would take an order, let's say, from my dad to my mom, and we'd ask him five or six unique things about her, and we would incorporate that into a well-known song. So each one was customized, and each one was printed up. And this was back in the 70s. I can't believe how much work we put into a $20 telegram.
Yeah.
We delivered thousands of them.
That's great. That's I remember. I don't know why I remember that, but I do remember that.
We had the little uniform and the little bellhop hat. And all the singers, I believe most all the singers, were classically trained. And when a telegram was delivered, the thing that made us a little different than the competition is I would tell the singers, if you're the subject, you're the one that should be the focus. Even though the singer is singing in a beautiful voice,
right,
you're the one that it's all pointing to. Whereas others that came in and we had to sell a company because we knew competition was coming, they did an act. It wasn't really anything special. They just did an act. And what made us a little more unique is each message was different. So the audience or wherever we were, whether it be a restaurant or an office, they'd all be quiet because they all want to hear if it's going to be funny or if it's going to be sentimental. You wouldn't believe how many times people would start to cry because they were so touched by it.
I can imagine. Frank Capelli is here. I want to be sure we have lots of time to hear your music and conversation. What would you like to do next?
Well, we can do the song called Let It Snow. And it was written by Sammy Kahn, which a lot of people know, and Julie Stein back in 1945. And it was written in Hollywood, California during a heat wave as Kahn and Stein tried to imagine a cooler condition. And anybody wants to sing along, sing along. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, yet that fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, what do we do, Pittsburgh? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now it doesn't show signs of stopping, but I brought my corn for popping. And the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, well, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, the weather out.
outside is frightful, but that fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, Larry, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. No, it doesn't show signs of stopping, but I've brought my corn for popping. And the lights are turned way down low. What do we do? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still divine. And as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's really, it's hard for me not to sing along and not to want to.
But you're supposed to sing along.
Well, it's your segment here. Jim wrote from North Huntington to mention how much he's enjoying hearing you, and I wrote back to him.
Oh, well, thank you.
Just to say thank you as you were playing, and I hope you're enjoying hearing Frank Capelli. If you have a request for him, you know, you could write us at SLB at slbradio.org, or you can text us at 412-200-5975, or if you just want to say hello, it's you're such a good singer. It's infectious to listen to you carry these songs. And I know it probably doesn't seem like much to you, but it's just a nice combination of personal style and belting them out and connecting with an unseen audience right now beyond me. And it's really
fun.
They
can't see us? I thought the camera was right behind me.
Yeah, we're in the best, actually. First of all, radio has figured out how to filter the pictures that generally come with media. We've figured out how to prevent them from coming out. We also had wireless down before anybody.
Really?
Before anybody. And, you know, even these days, generally, like, say, on television, you're pretty much limited maybe to 60 diagonal inches.
But
in radio, the images can be as big as you want them to be.
Huh.
So, you know.
I'm losing my,
oh, that's okay.
My music. Well, what would you like to do now? Oh, if you don't mind, the Capelli & Company show is back on the air. And if you go to CapelliandCompany.com, all the music that I wrote was recorded and under the A&M record label. And for years, they dissolved the music or the children's division. So the music was just sitting there. And about a year and a half ago, they agreed to give me back the rights to the songs.
Oh, nice.
So the songs are all on the website. And the same thing happened with Hearst. They had the Capelli & Company shows, and they weren't really doing anything with them. And they were kind enough to release the rights to me. So all the shows that we ever did are all on the website, and all the music videos are on the website.
And there are lots of episodes, too.
There were 65 episodes, yes.
That's a lot for a locally produced show.
Oh, no, we were very lucky to be at the right place at the right time.
I mean, if you're an older, well, somewhat older, a baby boomer, you know, Ricky and Copper, Paul Shannon, Josie Carey. Somebody posted, there is now a full episode of Ricky and Copper on YouTube.
Really?
And it's really fun to watch.
Really?
I had a chance. And if you don't know, Ricky Wirtz hosted a show with a golden retriever named Copper. I think the kids, no offense to Ricky, who is an absolutely wonderful person, but I think the kids were as excited to meet the co-host that she had as much as they were to meet her. It was a really neat show.
Yeah.
But those things don't happen so much in local broadcasting anymore.
No.
And I still, it's one tradition we try to keep here at the Children's Museum, but it's a nice unifying thing when you can do that. And Capelli & Company did do just that. And I'm so glad people can check it out again.
Well, I hope they do. And I think this next week, It airs at 11:30 every morning, except Saturday. They are going to run the show, which is a pilot called Frank's Garage. And that was done at WQED, and it's a fabulous television show. So we're going to run that, I think, all this week up until the 2nd of January. In place of Capelli and Company, you'll be able to see Frank's Garage, which was just really a wonderful, wonderful show.
Yeah, it sounds very, very good. And it wasn't Joe's Garage. It was Frank's
Garage.
Frank's Garage.
Who's Joe's Garage?
Oh, Joe's Garage, I think was it Frank Zappa? I think it was Frank Zappa. Oh. I think. We were playing in Joe's Garage. I got to think about that now. Frank Capelli is here. Thank you for listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a holiday weekend. Happy Hanukkah and early Merry Christmas. And what would you like to do next, Frank?
Well, I'll do a little song called Silver Bells. It's a classic Christmas song. It was composed by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans, and it was introduced by Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell in a motion picture called The Lemon Drop Kid in 1951. But the first recorded version was by Bing Crosby and Carol Richards in 1952, which became a big, big hit. Then the lyrics were kind of unusual because they described the holiday in the city rather than a rural type setting.
And that's a song that I would think would have been much older than it is. I would think that would have gone back to the 1910s or 20s, and I didn't know it was that contemporary.
Relatively new. Relatively new. Oop. Okay. Got to put my capo on here. Whoop. Maybe we won't do this one.
It's giving me time to quickly, I was right about Joe's Garage.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City street lights, even stoplights, blink up bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle you hear, everybody, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Frank Capelli at the Saturday Light Brigade. Were there traditions growing up in the Capelli household for Christmas? Cooking or gatherings?
No. No. No, because we never did the seven fishes, never did that.
Yeah. You're Italian.
Yes.
But none of those with
Capelli.
A name like Capelli, you probably assume that.
So, we never really did have any, like, tradition. The presents would come out Christmas Eve. That would be given to us by our relatives, and then Christmas morning is the present Santa had left. But no, because we weren't, I was really the only one that had like a musical kind of background, so we really didn't do much other than open presents.
That's a fine tradition that a lot of people share.
Okay, what would you like to do now?
We can do whatever, anything you want to do.
This is one song when I was doing the history of stuff. It's called, Do You Hear What I Hear? Mm-hmm. Now, how old do you think that is?
Oh, boy. 1700s? No.
Not even close. This is a Christmas song that was written in October 1962.
It's that contemporary?
And here's the story. It was written by Noel Regency and a Gloria Baker. Do You Hear What I Hear was written, and they were married at the time, and it was a plea for peace, of all things, during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow. I had, now, and older people, I'm sure, might remember that. See, the reason I said so early is because of it. Just the melody sounds like a very classical.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I was surprised when I, you know, did the research on some of these songs to find that it was written so late and about a certain situation now that is really getting a lot of attention.
And not necessarily a Christmas song at all.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? Well, a star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing in the sky, shepherd boy, hear what I hear? Well, a song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, know what I know? In your palace, war, mighty king, do you know what I know? Well, a child, shivers in the cold. We must bring him silver and gold. We must bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. Well, a child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Well, that makes you hear that song in a whole new light.
Yeah.
I never knew it. And if it does it makes sense as a Christmas song, but also Who knew? That was written around the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Frank Capelli was the person singing it. Frank's website is CapelliandCompany.com. And he also is really pleased, we are, to announce his music is again available there. And the TV show Capelli and Company, which you might remember from the mid-80s, is back. It's on WBGN here locally, which is 19. Is that right?
It's on channel 22.
22
Verizon,
on Verizon.
In Pittsburgh.
And then over the air, I think it's, I believe it's 19.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. So you might be able to pick it up over the air. But you can check your local listings for that. It's amazing what's happened with the fragmentation of media as things change. You know, growing up, you know, you wanted to scan the channels. Growing up, it was, if you were lucky, it was 2, 4, 11, maybe 13, maybe, if you could get it.
Yeah.
And then you'd go back to 2, 4, 11, 13. I was always convinced that the maximum number of channels on a cable station is simply, or on a cable system, is simply determined to be the number that you can scan and browse until the programming changes, so you can constantly be searching for something to watch. I think they have studies on that.
I'm sure they do.
We probably have time for a couple more songs, or as many as a couple more. It's really fun to hear you play and sing, and feel free. We don't have to stick with Christmas. I mean, it's great, too, but if you can play whatever you'd like.
Well, interesting that you brought that up. This song has been requested many times in the last couple of years, and it's not really a Christmas song. It comes from The Sound of Music, but a lot of people are adopting it as a Christmas-type song. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells, sleigh bells, and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. Then I don't feel so bad. Come on, everybody, sing along. Well, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. why do you think that's been associated with Christmas?
Yeah.
Maybe the bright, the packages and the sleigh bells.
Yeah, it shows up on a lot of Christmas albums, especially as an instrumental. And I guess people associate Christmas with a favorite time of year, maybe. But you're right. I never thought about that. There's a lot of songs, like Let It Snow is more of a winter song than a Christmas song. Frosty the Snowman is another one.
Yeah.
Baby It's Cold Outside is a song, really a seasonal song. I was writing a song this morning. It was early. I sometimes, as I'm waking up, I have these brainstorms, and it was something like, I'm dreaming of a temperate Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
And that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, but it's, you know, we don't dream of white Christmases anymore. I think at this point, given how warm our winters have been, we're dreaming of things like just maybe cool. We just don't want it to be 60 degrees on Christmas Day. And I had more, but I can't remember now. I'll have to take some notes the next time.
You should write it, record it down, write it down.
Frank, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Today. And we've talked, if you want to close out.
Okay.
With something.
We'll close out. And again, doing my research, the writer with the most Christmas songs is Johnny Marks. He wrote three Christmas big hits, and I'll do one of them. One is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and A Holly Jolly Christmas. He wrote them all.
Wow.
Now you know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen. Then there's Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Everybody. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Now when I sing this, I don't know if you know this, but the young children have a little echo. They do. So I'll sing the song, and I'll do what you'll hear most of them doing when they hear the song. They'll go, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer.
You know it. Like a light bulb. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it. Like a light bulb, all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games
like Monopoly.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with everybody,
yip, hooray!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in his story like George Washington.
Frank, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas. And
Happy
look for
New
CapelliandCompany.com and on WGBN.
May every day be Christmas, and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness. And may the Lord be good to you with every rising sun. All through the day, have a smile for everyone. At nighttime comes a longing to be with ones you love, to sit around the fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day.
Thank you for spending part of a busy weekend with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks to Ken Garcia for a great mix this morning. Thanks to Colin Pinto Martin from Krusik Percussion for being with us, as well as teacher Joseph Eamon from Pittsburgh Obama joining us today. Our guitarists from the Center for Young Musicians, Will and Zach from the Minecraft Club at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, Pittsburgh filmmakers, singer-songwriter 10-year-old Kyle Hammond and 13-year-old Lita Perdriel Ahrens, along with Joe Lindsay and Frank Capelli. Ricky Berger, our executive producer, Robert Gray, our technical director, Sarah Siplak, director of programs, Erica May, designer, Tad Whistle, Ben Rutkowski, staff educators, Janessa Schuller, multimedia specialist, John Bindle, staff educator, Binley, John Binley.